Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic and weather, 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A man is dead in Plano after being shot by police last night. Officers were called out to an address on Ridgewood Circle where they were told a woman had been shot. The first officers on the scene found an armed man outside, they say. When he shot at police, they say police returned fire, killing him at the scene. The woman was rushed to the hospital where her wound is reportedly to be non-life-threatening.
It is 7:05 at KRLD. The opening game of the West Finals wasn't looking good for the Stars through two periods, but after going 0-for-14 on the power play against Edmonton last year, the Stars cashed in big, scoring three with the man advantage in the third period. They cruised to a 6-3 win. Mikhail Granlund responsible for the tying goal.
The official on the goal line said no goal, and now he's being overruled.
Tyler Seguin had two goals and an assist for the Stars, and Jake Ottinger stopped 24 shots.
And seeing that shocking run of three power play goals in 6 minutes, Stars fans went crazy.
I'm here outside American Airlines Center, and last night this place was absolutely hopping and popping as the Stars pulled away to win it.
This is my first season, being a diehard Stars fan, so I would love to see them win the Cup my first season.
But even early on, when Edmonton took the lead, Pete DeBoer thought his guys were holding their own.
You know, they got the first goal. They got the power play goal, too. All of a sudden you're in a hole. But, you know, I think as a group, when we sit and look at it, I think our group knows that we can play better than we did for large portions of tonight.
Now it's on to game two, also here at American Airlines Center on Friday night. In Dallas, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 7:07. We are closer to a ban on THC products in Texas after a vote by the State House.
The House passed an amendment to the bill last night. They're expected to approve the full bill today. That bill then goes back to the Texas Senate for what likely will be quick approval. The bill's being pushed by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
We're going to ban your stores. There's no exception to this. This is a poison in our public.
The bill will likely have consequences, as the Texas Tribune wrote, causing a minor earthquake for the state's economy. Hemp stores account for roughly 50,000 jobs and generate about $8 billion in tax revenue, but they would all be closed down under this legislation. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
The Dallas Stars roar back in the third period, netting five unanswered goals to secure a 6-3 win over the Edmonton Oilers. Game one of the Western Conference Finals. They'll look to extend their series lead to game two on Friday, 7 o'clock here in Dallas. 14-year-old Arlington ISD student is arrested, get this, for aggravated assault after he's accused of squirting water containing bleach on multiple students on a school bus near Arlington High School. Four students hospitalized with eye irritation. Today is a KRLD weather alert day. Some strong storms may develop this evening. While there's a chance of damaging winds and quarter-size hail, the tornado threat remains very low. Keep it here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. We'll keep you informed with updates every 10 minutes from our Storm Center team.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All the news you need in the time you have. It is the KRLD Morning News Briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show now, 7:23.
Your news for Blue Nail Roofing, 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Barron. State lawmakers are close to updating the state's legal definition of child pornography to address artificial intelligence.
The Texas House unanimously approved Senate Bill 20. It was authored by State Senator Pete Flores.
The bill specifically targets visual depictions of minors in obscene activities, regardless of whether the depiction is of an actual child, a cartoon, an animation, or an image created using artificial intelligence.
Those producing or possessing AI child pornography would face a state jail felony that could be elevated to a third degree felony if there's a prior conviction. State Rep. Giovanni Capriglione sponsored the bill in the House.
It strengthens our state's laws against child exploitation by addressing the growing threat imposed by obscene visual materials generated through artificial intelligence.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Every 4 years, the best piano players in the world come to Fort Worth, and they're settling in now for the 2025 Van Cliburn competition.
The Van Cliburn competition says 340 people from 45 countries applied and just 28 were invited to compete. Vitaly Staroskov is competing for the second time.
It is a really big honor to be here and to play the atmosphere of real big celebrations. The hospitality and just people around, I mean, the audience, that's amazing.
Van Cliburn Chief Executive Jacques Marquis says competitors get to know Fort Worth, but this can also introduce Texans to classical music.
And that was the dream of Van Cliburn, you know, to introduce everybody to great music.
Preliminary rounds are starting now at TCU, leading up to the finals June 7th at Bass Performance Hall. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
724 News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, it all started yesterday about midday, guys. We had this, you know, fairly copacetic market. Then the U.S. government said, you know, as they do on a regular basis, we're going to sell some bonds. And we'd kind of highlighted this yesterday as something we needed to watch. Well, by golly, they sold a bunch of 20-year paper, and the buyers were reluctant to show up. What sort of indictment is that on our economy and the debt and the credit ratings? And so all of a sudden, interest rates had to go up to attract the buyers. Well, that begat sort of the perfect storm. And with that tax break package looming in Congress, we had a weaker dollar, we had higher interest rates, and we had lower stock prices. Then this morning, it passed by one vote. Now, going into that vote, it looked like we were going to have a little bit of a rally, but after that one-vote margin, the Dow looks down 218 points, the NASDAQ looks down 92, and the S&P average looks down 27, so we're going to go all over this again. And, of course, now the package goes to the Senate, and we're still going to be talking about this at the summer solstice. I mean, that's a long time to have sort of a sword of Damocles hanging over the head of the financial markets, but that's just what might happen. Meanwhile, Wall Street's not paying attention to a lot of good earnings reports out. Snowflake's up 10%. They beat and raise their outlook. People are shopping at Urban Outfitters again. That stock's up 12%. BJ's Wholesale had some good numbers. That stock's up 3%. Advanced Auto Parts is up 30% today because of those numbers. Ralph Lauren's trading higher after they not only beat on earnings but raised their dividend and their stock buybacks. But right now it's really all about interest rates. And those 10-year rates were, which was, you know, it was really, it seemed like a wall to get through 4.5%. Right now it's 4.61%. You look at the 30-year. Well, it was tough to get through 5%. No more. They're at 5.15%. So there you go. Mortgage rates, there go to the floating rates on credit card debt, and there goes the uncertainty. We've got jobless claims and existing home sales coming out soon, but right now it looks like a fairly broad sell-off. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Breaking news in just a moment ago in San Diego. We're now told a small plane has crashed into a populated area in San Diego. It happened early this morning. The San Diego police report this in a statement on X. It's 727.
Indianapolis Colts owner and SMU grad Jim Irsay is dead. He was 65. The team says he died in his sleep. NFL insiders say Irsay had a significant impact on the Colts franchise, turning it into a perennial title contender. Irsay graduated from SMU in 1982. He majored in broadcast journalism. In his freshman year, he played football for the Mustangs as a walk-on. An ankle injury ended his playing career.
Two people are facing criminal charges over problems at a graduation party in Prosper that sent eight people to the hospital.
Several people got sick at the graduation celebration for students at three high schools in Prosper. The lock-in event started Friday night at 3R's Ranch on Coit Road. Police have not said exactly what happened, but they have made two arrests. 17-year-old Kyle Muchinweta of Prosper and 18-year-old Cesar Omana of Frisco were taken into custody on charges of manufacture or delivery of a controlled substance. Police say that's a first-degree felony. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.